What is going on, guys? This is Nikki G here, reporting to you live from the Life as Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. This extended version of today's episode is going to be brought to you by me solely because I have not produced enough or quality content in the last 2 days. So here's an extended version. I hope you guys love it. Tune in, subscribe, and like. I'll see you at the end. Creation. Human beings create all the time. We create constantly. We create new thoughts. We create new pathways of action. We create new ranking. We create new forms of transportation. We create new fashion. We create new art. We are creators constantly, right? Creation is similar to production, which I think is fascinating. Production brings some type of yield. In my head, production, maybe it's because of the word, it connects to a product. And so if you call me a producer, I create a product. If you call me a creator, I am the sole owner and operator. I am the creator. I am the spawn of existence for that item, for that thing, for this. But I believe that, creation is a synonym to production. But I think that there may be a difference. Produce is to bring into existence, to give rise to or cause. Production and producing is to bring forth or maybe yield offspring or a product. But there is a difference between the two. If you think about it as creation versus production, create versus produce, creator versus producer, creativity versus productivity, there's a difference. Creating is about a maximum value in one thing, and producing is about maximum quantity in another. Let's say you create a drawing today. And you love creating drawings, but you also like to cut them up. How would a producer feel? Like, producers are focused on the tangible thing, and the creator is focused on the emotional value of that item. So production is an external activity between things, and creation is an internal activity between humans. Trippy. There is no other beautiful day and beautiful time than right now to announce our new segment here on Life as Nikki G Frequency Podcast called Purposefully Overthinking. So it's going to be a 4-episode segment, and we'll post one final episode with all of those segments on it. So you guys get all the information. Let's get into it, man. Purposefully Overthinking here on Life as Nikki G Frequency Podcast, man. Guys, this is Nikki G here reporting live from the Life as Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. After yesterday's extravagant experience at the Indy 500 with Ryan, number one, I am completely toasted. I coated myself in sunscreen. Sunscreen doesn't work because I'm a freaking lobster on the top half. I'm disappointed in myself. I thought I was prepared. I need to be more prepared. But after getting home from an experience like that, so much energy, so much intensity, sounds, people, weather, getting home just to relax in your room alone is a different experience. Then I started to gather thoughts on why I went, what the purpose was to that whole experience, and virtually what the experience was coming back home from that. Do we live to fill our lives with experiences? out of those experiences, we learn, so we're living to learn. But just going to this experience has brought these thoughts into my head. And I'm looking to gauge these and try to extend on these. A meaningless life could be very meaningful. It is the action that you fill that meaningless life with that creates the meaning. Some people know that. Some people see their meaning in their minds before they act. Some people can have a long-term goal, a long-term dream, a vision, and they can achieve that. If you don't have a dream, if you've never been the type to have a long-term vision, where does that leave you? I'd say that I'm in that category. I don't fully know what my intended purpose would be. But I do know that purpose is placed by the person that lives. You can never place purpose on another living being. You can place purpose on inanimate objects. You can place purpose on actions. You can't place purpose on a living being. So, going to the Indianapolis 500, coming back and sleeping all day, all night, waking up early, has caused me to reflect on my meaningless life and see what kind of substance that I could provide for myself and my family and friends, and to the world, really. Strangers, all alike. Me, they're all me. Jaws within jaw. These are just some thoughts that I was leaving you with on a nice Monday morning. I hope everyone's having a wonderful holiday. Hope you're outside, getting to grilling. If you're vegan, shout out to all those vegans. I don't know what you're eating. Some pulled dragon fruit. I know that tastes like pulled pork, apparently. Anyway, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate every single one of you. Have a lovely day. Peace. Yo, if you heard what I said and you scared what you heard, go ahead and like me on here. Subscribe to me on here, on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you gotta listen to me. Hit me up, man. Comment on me. Let me know what you wanna hear. And follow me on Instagram as Life is Nikki G. Thank you so much.
Yay!